أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There's a number of themes that are sort of parallel that have occurred to me in this week and that have also been picked up by a few people in questions. And they all focus and revolve around this issue of endeavor, of aspiration, of working in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is quite clear, Quran, that what we pursue in the world of the dunya as human beings is but a play, it's like a sport. Now that can suggest that it has no significance and that it has no meaning. But I'd like to suggest that one way of looking at this idea of the play is that it's like a gymnasium. And the purpose of the gymnasium is the player, is the athlete, is the one who's doing the playing. I've been at pains very often to describe the highest achievement of a human life not to be an achievement of action, but an achievement of perfection, or of perception rather. And that achievement is celebrated by somebody whose death is eloquent. And what I mean by eloquent is that there's no distress and there's a cheerful handing over in the final moments. There's no regret. There's no self-pity, there's no fear, there's almost a relieved relaxation into the presence of the Rabb. That's a good death. And being able to die like that is the highest human possibility. It stands to reason that if the end of your life is death, one also has the idea that the end is the purpose, very often. It's the Aristotelian idea. It has to mean that somehow death is very important. And death really celebrates us. And the key thing that gets tested in dying is not your capacity to act, but it's almost the opposite, your capacity to non-act. Your capacity to allow yourself to be overwhelmed. It's a thing, it's a it's a feat of perception rather than a feat of action. And that feat, that achievement, is the highest achievement of a human life. There's nothing higher than that. Now, while I do think that this is true, and I'm convinced that this is true, and much of my adult life has been concerned with unraveling this truth, there's a downside, there's a coin has a downside, or the downside of this is a coin with two sides. On the first side of it, it can imply that you shouldn't even try to have any endeavor. And we see this very often here at the Zawiya, that young men come, particularly young men, and they'll spend months, if you let them get away with it, just walking from the dining room back to his room, you know, maybe coming to the majlis for salah and then going back to, and doing absolutely nothing at all. Now, this is not a good fate for a young man. A young man should be out in the world, should be contending with something, should be playing the sport which Allah describes in Quran. He should not be sitting in a zawiya gazing at his navel. And that doesn't mean to say that there isn't a place for sitting in zawiyas and gazing at your navel. But the point of that, the place for that, is when you've done enough of your life to know that you failed, then the zawiya is useful to you. That you're broken. You know you're broken. You've had the career, you've had the family, you've had, and you've ended up at some latter end of your life, and you're thinking, either it was a disaster, or I've achieved it and I still feel unnourished. There's still something wrong. There's still something. That's where Zawiya is good for you. And that's where the reflective space that a Zawiya can give you is most useful to you. That space is of absolutely no use to you if you're a young man in your early 20s. That you don't need that. You need to go out in the world and contend. Find something to fail at. So that's the one sort of the underside of this idea that the supreme achievement is not an achievement in the world, it's not an achievement in action. It's an achievement in perception. It's an achievement of being able to hand over in trust. And then would seem to suggest that you need not have any endeavors in the world. It's just play. It's just sport. The other is that if you are a person who does want to achieve things in the world, that this way of looking at things then sort of seems to suggest that it's all just a waste of time. So, I had a question from a person today saying, but I like starting businesses. I want to open a restaurant and I want to take my own business to the next level. And I want to, he had three things that he wanted to do. Forget what the third one was. But this person wanted to sort of strive in the world and achieve in the world and achieve with his business. And the question then was, well, is this just a waste of my time? Should I not be doing this? And I don't think that's true. You know, there's submission and surrender are related sort of ideas. How can you surrender if you haven't contended? how can you give in if you haven't been pushing? You know, so the purpose of the endeavor, the purpose of the exercise is to produce a believer, is to produce one who submitted. We've spoken about this before, that that consistent with the shift of your intent from being here to get to being here to give. Said as we mature, our intent is more and more constructed on what we can give. Consistent with that shift is the shift of attention from outcome into process. In other words, you don't do things to achieve things, you do things to do them well. So we have the metaphor, we say if somebody's walking up the mountain, you can describe that person's walking in one of two ways. You can either say he's walking to get to the top of the mountain, or you can say the top of the mountain is his means to have a good walk. If there wasn't a good challenge, he wouldn't have a good walk. And the real product of the good walk isn't that the top of the mountain gets achieved. The real product is that the walker is built, becomes a better walker, gets a stronger walker. And so you can look at any endeavor. You want to establish a new business. You might say, but the purpose of all of this endeavor is to establish that new business, not realizing that in the process of establishing a new business, you will transform. You will become a different person. You'll become a bigger person, a more enlightened person. Because in that struggle, you'll be faced with unique problems that you wouldn't have been faced with before. And you'll be those unique problems will present you with new possibilities of, first of all, finding what there is to be grateful for. And second of all, being able to hand over the affair and to trust your Rabb. How can you, in good conscience, say, Allahu khairul makirin, Allah's the best of planners. If you yourself have not committed a plan, your best plan, and have then recognized that it failed, that it was inadequate. Surely, if you haven't put your best plan forward to see that it is inadequate, for then to see how his plan was better than your plan, your affirmation that Allahu khairul makirin has to be untrue. We've said before many times here, what do you call a man who bears witness to something that he hasn't witnessed? That person you call a liar. So a person who just says Allahu khairul makirin, but he hasn't in fact put his own best plans forward and endeavored to the utmost to let them succeed and then to see how inadequate they are, that profession of his is not entirely truthful. It is at some level dishonest. So, it is true that our endeavors in the world are but sport. They are but play. But that doesn't make them insignificant. Because in engaging those endeavors in the world, the player, you, the one who's engaging, you change. The purpose of establishing a business is not the business. The purpose of establishing the business is that you become a wiser, more rounder, more witnessing human being after the event. That's why you do anything at all. That's why we marry. That's why we start to have businesses. That's why we have careers. That's why we study. That's all of it. All of it. The product of all of that is a tranquil heart. A heart that knows that there is a Rabb. That heart knows that there is a Rabb because that heart has endeavored to its utmost, come to the point of failure, and has been rescued by a genius which is bigger than his own. May Allah grant us nearness to Him.
Amen.
May He grant us annihilation in Him.
Amen.
May He grant us death before we die.
In
Allah wa malaikatuhu yusallu ala nabi ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin abdika wa rasulika nabiyyin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim taslima. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala mursalin wa rahmatullahi. الحمد لله.